Jazz legend Lionel Hampton died Saturday. He was born in Louisville, Kentucky around 1908, no one is quite sure of the year, and raised by his mother in Birmingham. Hampton began playing the drums after moving to Chicago. Later in California, he sat in on recording sessions with Louis Armstrong. Although originally a drummer, Hampton fell in love with the vibraphone, essentially an electrified xylophone. He gave the instrument an identity in jazz. In a 1989 interview, Hampton told NPR's Leanne Hansen about the day that trumpeter Louis Armstrong introduced him to the vibraphone.
He asked me, could I play anything on him? I said, sure. You know, I was a brazen young kid because I had played the xylophones, and in between while I played the xylophones, I used to listen to Louis Armstrong and Coleman Hawkins play on the recordings, and I'd take their solos off and start to play them on the xylophones. So I moved, he said, well, move them out of the middle of the floor and play something. I'll never forget those words. And I played one of his solos, and that knocked him out. And he said, come on, you're going to play on this record.
Over the years, Hampton played with many jazz legends, but it is his work with clarinetist Benny Goodman in the late 1930s and their formation of the first racially integrated jazz quartet that made him a leading figure of the swing period. Here's Lionel Hampton telling Fresh Air's Terry Gross about his first meeting with Benny Goodman.
It was uncalled for that black and white mixed together in those days. They didn't. And so Benny got on the stand and played with me, and he liked it so well, we jammed for about 2 hours. So he said, come on, let's record this out to RCA studio. And we did. We went out there and we made a record. And the record got so popular, we made Moon Glow and Dinah.
Hampton's success allowed him to form his own big band in 1940. This format was well-suited for Hampton's flamboyant personality and flair for showmanship. He gave a huge amount of energy to audiences, and they gave it right back to him.
The music moved me, and if I feel like I want to dance, I feel like I want to jump up and shout, well, I do it. I mean, we were the first one that used to go out in the audience and do the tailgate parade, you know, and involve the audience and do what our playing.
His group included at various times musicians like Illinois Jacquet, Clifford Brown, and Quincy Jones, and it continued to draw large audiences through the years. When Terry Gross asked about his retirement, Hampton was quick to respond about the importance of music in his life.
I'm going to stay out there in this place as long as I can. I love it. This is my life. I don't know anything better I like than to play music.
From the 1950s onward, he undertook many successful overseas tours visiting Europe, Japan, Australia, Africa, and the Middle East. In 1978, he was featured at President Jimmy Carter's White House Jazz Party. Last year, Hampton's vibraphone became part of the National Museum of American History's Jazz Archive, where a curator said it would be preserved for 500 years. Lionel Hampton died Saturday of heart failure in a New York hospital. He was 94 years old.